AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Denmark and Greenland are seeking a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio after the Trump administration doubled down on its intention to take over the strategic Arctic island. The White House has said the use of military is among the options being considered to acquire the territory. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The UK, Canada, and Europe's leaders have rallied behind Denmark's prime minister in reaffirming Greenland's sovereignty. That followed President Trump's comments Sunday.
We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Tuesday the president and his team are discussing a range of options, and utilizing the U.S. military is always an option at the commander-in-chief's disposal.
It's totally counter to the whole concept of NATO. I think it's very dangerous kind of language.
Senator Mark Warner, vice chair and ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee.
There's got to be some red lines here someplace.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says Venezuela will provide up to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. He also pledged to use the proceeds from the sale to benefit the people of both countries. The White House is organizing a meeting this Friday with U.S. oil company executives to discuss Venezuela. Representatives of Exxon, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips are expected to attend the White House meeting. Over the weekend, deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife were captured and brought to the U.S. to face drug charges. Venezuela's now acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has pushed back on Trump. Earlier this week, he warned she'd face an outcome worse than Maduro's if she does not do what's right and align Venezuela with U.S. interests, including granting access to American energy companies. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the trial of a former police officer in the Uvalde school shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers.
In Texas, Special Prosecutor Bill Turner told jurors that former Uvalde school police officer Adrian Gonzalez was among the first to respond when the gunman was still in the parking lot at Robb Elementary, but made no attempt to distract or stop him before he killed 19 students and two teachers.
But Adrian Gonzalez does nothing more and mic his microphone and tell other officers what's going on.
Gonzalez's attorney, Nico LaHood, told jurors it was a confusing and chaotic scene.
Adrian Gonzalez did the best he could with what he knew at the time.
Opening statements were Tuesday in the case. Gonzalez is one of two former law enforcement officers charged. I'm Julie Walker.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.